in the news, about 200 nurses and midwives rallied in front of the Royal Newcastle Centre yesterday, voicing their concerns about the impact that short staffing was having on not only staff welfare, but obviously also patient care. And joining me now with more on that is the General Secretary of the New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association, Brett Holmes. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Richard.
I read the report about Belmont Hospital earlier in the week, and I believe there's also a nurse shortage at Belmont Hospital?
That's right. At Belmont Hospital, we had identified that there was understaffing occurring, and when we looked, we obtained information from John Hunter. We identified that between the week beginning the 31st of December last year and July of this year, over 6,695 hours was absent from the hospital where it should have been supplied to patients.
What exactly does that mean? Almost 7,000 hours nursing shorting, you know, nurse short hours. What exactly?
That means that patients have been shortchanged access to nearly 7,000 hours of nursing care in that 6-7 month period. That means that nurses have been trying to work twice as hard. They've been trying to deliver patient care without sufficient numbers of nurses there to deliver the care that is required under the law, under the award that our members work under. And that's clearly been an ongoing issue. The hospital was reticent to provide us with the information, and we had to use our right of entry to obtain information that has clearly shown that there has been an ongoing practice of understaffing across those wards, and that's been obviously driven by pressure from management not to fill all of the roster periods and not to replace staff, to short shift replacement staff, to use less skilled, less qualified people to replace staff, and to not properly fill rosters. And this has obviously been going on for some time. We've identified at least 7 months, and we believe that this should not be allowed to continue. We do notice that since we obtained the information, staff have now been placed on forced overtime as a result of having to meet their nursing hours. Clearly, they've under-recruited to meet the hospital's needs, and John Hunter Hospital and the local health district need to ensure that they meet their requirements to provide enough nurses and midwives there to deliver what patients need, and they need to be doing that to at least the minimum of 6 nursing hours per patient day, or a ratio of 1-4 in medical surgical wards and many other areas.
And what was the explanation given by Hunter New England Health when you fronted them with this obvious shortage that's been going on for some time?
Well, I met with the Chief Executive Officer yesterday after the rally, and he said that he was unaware that this was occurring, and it wasn't as a result of any direction from him. We will continue to look at where these decisions have been made. Most importantly, we want the local health district to ensure that they recruit nurses and midwives to fill their rosters and to fulfil their requirements under the Nurses and Midwives Award.
Righty, okay, and they have done that. You said the nurses are being put on forced overtime, so they have immediately responded.
Well, they started responding once we'd identified how large the problem was at Belmont, and we were very disappointed to see that John Hunter has been in a situation where they've been constantly understaffing across wards. There needs to be more than forced overtime to fix this. The nurses and midwives are at their breaking point. They cannot sustain the workloads that they're currently under. They cannot sustain the excessive amount of overtime. And Hunter New England need to get on with recruiting sufficient nurses and midwives to fill their rosters and to make sure that they can cover their unexpected leave periods.
And is there a shortage of nurses out there looking for work?
We don't believe so. We believe that it's possible to recruit nurses and midwives. We do know that there is a shortage of midwives, but there needs to be some active recruitment to make sure that every available midwife is given an opportunity to apply and be employed. And we need to make sure that those people who are looking for nursing work can also find that work and have temporary positions converted to full-time. Where people have been non-casual, they need to be offered permanent jobs, and we need to make sure that there are sufficient numbers of other casuals recruited and encouraged to work at John Hunter Hospital. And I believe we need to look to see how far this spreads across Hunter New England.
Yeah, hear, hear. All right, thank you very much for your time this morning. Have a good day, Brett.
Thank you.
Brett Holmes, General Secretary of the New South Wales Nurses and Midwives Association.